Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, I think there's some people that just don't want to win at times. They just get turned on by the entertaining idea. Yeah, Trump doesn't need to do anything, Dan. He's just going to show up and blow this away. He doesn't need any facts or figures. Sure, he knows what he's talking about. This is craziness. Of course he does. Of course anybody would. Now, that doesn't mean if you're president of the United States, you can take off a whole week, apparently, from all that's going on. Practice standing up for 90 minutes. Can you stand up for 90 minutes? New York Post, you got to love them, and we're trying to get on the person they interviewed. They talk about Botox being involved here to stop sweating, B12 shots. Dan, I got B12 shots for years from the family doctor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so
ahead,
I haven't
ahead
seen
of the trend, huh?
Yeah. It was,
Look at you.
Hey, Joe, step
in trends. See how you got those great legs?
Yeah, that's right. So the family doctor, Dr. DeSina, though, Dan. I have great legs, though. Just remember.
That's what my wife said.
Two things. He wrote songs for Abby Lane, who was a starlet at the time. And he was a chain smoker. So you go in there before you get the shots, and, you know, he'd take your weight and height and drop your pants. And Maisie, he would say, Maisie. He'd call everybody Maisie.
Back now. Then.
There you go. And he put out a cigarette and then light another one up as he's coming over to inject you. Imagine going to a doctor where it's a giant ashtray filled up with cigarette butts and they're chain smoking. So the new thing, though, are peptides. I was just telling Dawn, they infuse you with this. And it's not an injection. It's like a drip. And it apparently sharpens you, gives you better focus. Man, they better have like a backup, a truck for Biden. With a hose on it, you know, for the most of this week. He's going to need a lot of peptides. So is he going to be using something? Of course he is tonight. It's preposterous to think not. The other development, we told you yesterday, and I don't think this was an intentional leak. Our resident conspiracy expert, because he believes in him, Dan, was out.
Yeah.
Would somebody at the Supreme Court have leaked yesterday because they had a faux pas? The Idaho decision on emergency room abortion leaked out, was put up, and Bloomberg got it. I don't think so, because that wouldn't cut towards the pro-choice side. It cuts toward that the justices were saying you can do an abortion. So it leaked out. I read the decision. Here's Chuck Todd, though, making the political point, the point I was making yesterday. What are they going to say tonight about abortion? Well, they're still going to go with it, but that doesn't mean it's as effective as it would be.
You really don't think it was purposely leaked for political purposes?
No, because I think it's leftists over there that leak stuff, and they still haven't caught.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't think there's just some lowly leftist that saw this coming down the pike and let it slip out?
Why, though?
Well, when do you see anything else besides abortion leak, particularly around a debate or something? It's
yeah, but it cuts. They're dumb then. They could be a dumb leftist. That's redundant, but yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, it's just a happenstance if it were some other random topic, like an immigration decision or something. But it's always abortion. It always seems to come out right before there's some kind of big, you know, Republican defense that needs to be made.
The only thing is, though, this doesn't help Biden. If they had said, no, you can't get an abortion, even if you're going to die or severely, gravely ill in the emergency room, you still can't get one. Then I would agree with you, Dan. Yeah, they would leak it out to get this rolling. Here's Chuck Todd, though. He makes the same analysis that I did on this, that this politically hurts Democrats. Here's what he said.
There is a debate tomorrow where abortion is a huge issue in this country, and particularly for the Biden White House.
Well, in raw political terms, Chris, there are folks in the Biden campaign that were hoping for a different decision out of Idaho, right? They would never say it on the record because it puts people's lives at risk. But there was certainly, it certainly makes the case they want to make a lot cleaner and easier when it comes to judges and that issue. So in some ways, this would take, if this ruling is indeed one that's, say, released tomorrow morning now, and for all we know, maybe they weren't ever planning on doing it tomorrow morning, but they will now, right? Given that it's they've already shown us something we don't know for sure.
All right, so he made a good point there at the end. We don't know with this corny releasing one decision today with the Supreme Court. It's murderous. Now, at the indicator, Dan, today usually is the penultimate day, meaning the day before the last decision will come down, and they're not making any statement like that. That tells me next week we could be at Mulligan's on July 3rd, and you get the Trump immunity
decision. It's going to happen that way. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah. Why? What kind of – why do we let them do this? Now, you can't stop them. They're the Supreme Court. They're there for life, but it's ridiculous. But his other point was this. They put it out there today, because they had to. It was already leaked. You don't want to have it festering too long, or but I think it was a mistake. And now it takes a bit of the issue away from Biden. Because now the Supreme Court looks reasonable, 6-3, saying, yes, you can get an abortion if need be in Idaho and red states like that that have a complete ban almost if you're in an emergency room. And there's metrics in there and all that. That's essentially what it says. So this hurts him to continue to talk about abortion. Now, here's the tenor of what I'd like to hear tonight from Trump and where this should go. Remember when they opened the Republican office in Northeast Philadelphia a couple weeks ago? They interviewed a bunch of young Republicans. Listen to this kid, Mateo, his name is. I'm reading from the Philadelphia Inquirer. The working class doesn't care about which foreign enemy we should be fighting in countries most Americans can't even name, Mateo said outside of the newly opened office for President Trump in Holmesburg on Tuesday. They care about why I have to work two jobs this summer, why I have no money in my pocket to take my girlfriend on dates. That kid gets it. Sign him up right there. That's what I want to be seeing. That's what people care about. So the other side is saying, well, watch Biden tonight. He's going to out-populist Trump. How's he going to do that? In what universe is this guy who has screwed up lives going to be more of a populist? Well, he's just going to say Trump's a billionaire. They're all billionaires. This Mateo kid, though, he has it right. This is what it's about. This is what this clown has done for no good reason, other than to be a significant president with all those historians, and because Democrats and progressives love to spend money, he has screwed us up with inflation. And it's hard to put it back in the bottle. It takes a while, and he's not even trying. Here's a new Trump ad, and then we'll start to take some calls. The new Trump ad today, asking the question, I'm glad they're dropping it today, which is, what are the odds that Biden even survives a second term? And you know what that means? It makes my point, and Democrats even know it, Dan. You guys think you're going to get it around her. I don't think so. And they know she can't win. This Trump ad brings it all home. Listen to the Trump ad that dropped today.
When you think about the Joe Biden you saw in the debate, ask yourself a question. Do you think the guy who was defeated by the stairs got taken down by his bike? Lost a fight with his jacket and regularly gets lost? Makes it four more years in the White House? And you know who's waiting behind him, right? Vote Joe Biden today and Kamala Harris tomorrow.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Yeah, I like that voiceover guy. He's having fun with it. You hear the cackle there. Oh, that's misogynistic. That's sexist to have. That's what she does. She just laughs at her own joke like something funny was said. Boy, this country is screwed up, Dan. Just one other sports comment. Where am I going with this? How in the world does the NBA have two guys drafted from France? 1-2.
Viva la France.
Yeah, in the draft, the French Revolution. What the heck are we doing here with basketball? Two French guys. I'm not buying it. Oh, they have skills and all. I'm not buying it. It is Dom on a huge day. Tomorrow, even bigger. O'Reilly with us. Dan, at home, O'Reilly's right now looking at clippings of Jake Tapper to be ready for tomorrow. You would think CNN, after the debacle with Cassie Casey Hunt, would allow a guest to go a little bit. Jim Acosta just knocked a guest off after 1 minute. It was a debate over the Idaho Supreme Court thing with a pro-life activist.
Wow, I'm going to get that.
Yeah, and it's on media. And it went just for a minute. Now, I'm not saying as a host you can't come back and forth with the guests, but to cut it off after a minute, after just what they did the other day, and we've been through what Hunt could have done that would have accommodated everybody, and the person could have made a comment about Jake Tapper making their point that they think he's biased, and they could have said, yes, but your guy agreed to it. But here's CNN again, that they can't take the heat. They can't go back and forth a little bit with a guest that they have to know has a particular point of view that they don't like. They're pro-life, that they came on during this. All right, so what Biden is going to be, think of the number 16 tonight. The 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists that just in time for the debate roll out two things, how wonderful Biden is and how Trump would be so much worse. They're actually prosecuting this line. If he's elected, inflation will be so much worse with Trump. Now, you know, just off the top of your head, that Trump is going to open up energy. And you know that that's probably the number one secret toward getting a handle on inflation that's baked in and moving forward. Okay? But this is the card they're playing. And a couple of these economists are big names that essentially believe the government can spend and print money and do whatever it wants and nothing bad will happen. I mean, they are the face of that movement. This is the same thing as the 51 people they had that were the intelligence thing around the Hunter Biden situation, saying it was Russian disinformation. And what we're seeing, why this stuff doesn't work, in addition to what I just told, Janet Yellen's, the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen's husband is one of the signatories. Now, don't you think they would realize you're going to get caught with this? I don't care how good he is or whatever.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, it'd be like Dan says he's a prize and Nobel Prize producer, and he produces his document.
I am a Nobel Prize.
His wife, Maisie, who's a high-powered accountant, says, oh, yeah, the other side's lying. Dan's completely right.
Yeah.
Sign her name to that.
Have my back, right. Maisie. Yeah.
There you go. So Janet Yellen's husband is on here, but that's what they're going to go with tonight. And the thing that I think progressives, Biden, and these others don't realize, America has had it with so-called experts. Now, genuine expertise, somebody who really knows what they're talking about, well, we may have to do a side question at some point. Who really is an expert, in your view, in any subject? They have just gotten rid of all credibility because people see through this. They see that it's mainly ideologically where we're going. They have an agenda, and they will hold. I'll give you a case in point, Dan. And it's not just expertise. I don't feel the same way about Children's Hospital, Dan, as I used to. Now, Luke was in there. I've told about that. I was just kind of getting started full time in talk radio. I was on overnights. And Luke had a very serious thing. So Children's Hospital, we've always been grateful, thank God. And I've always said, I think they're the best in the world. There's a lot of good, right? But recently, over the last couple of years, there's a clack there that are into severe gender-affirming treatment. And as soon as I see that, I can't be signing off on this. You know, this is dangerous, flawed, money-making, all those things. And it's widespread there at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I can't be signing off on that. Experts. That's what he's... We're experts. Trump is not. We're science. Fauci. You guys on the other side are not. We're just dopes. They have all the expertise. Speaking of which, here's Jim Acosta. Going back and forth with this pro-life activist. Now, Mediaite says it was 1 minute. I'm not sure if it was. It seems like it could be a little bit longer than a minute. But the cutoff is pretty quick, just days after Cassie Hunt. Here's how it sounded.
Dr. Purnell, I also want to bring in Kristen Hawkins. She is the president of Students for Life of America. What's your reaction to this decision?
Sure. Well, I think President Trump and the GOP needs to take note. The Biden administration continues to make the case to weaponize federal agencies to make abortion a federal issue. But we also see a silver lining in this decision today. If Idaho, while this is tragic, saying Idaho must allow for abortions to prevent infertility, future infertility, the FDA must now change its policy too to do the same, given their no test online distribution scheme of chemical abortion pills, which we know harm women's future fertility, as 15% of women of our population are Rh negative, and there is no testing now because of the Biden administration and their FDA on these dangerous chemical abortion pills. If she's having these pill abortions,
isn't mifepristone,
she's not being tested.
Hasn't
for Rh
haven't the experts said that mifepristone is safe for women to use? But haven't the experts said?
Ask any woman who's Rh negative. Ask any woman, ask someone who's been pregnant, sir. When you're pregnant, one of the first things they do is they test for Rh negative status. Because if you have a miscarriage, if you give birth, if you have an abortion, you have to be treated immediately.
I'm sorry, mifepristone has been proven to be safe. It's been that way for years. But thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
No, it actually
we want to go to a quick break. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
All right. So the experts have ruled, and that's it. Now, I'm not saying that woman is accurate, but this is the tendency on CNN. So why they bring these people on? Well, they have to at least pretend that they want to give the other side. Okay, 855-839-1210.
Wow, you don't trust Jim Acosta's expertise as a pregnant woman?
Yes, and I like how the woman said,
doctor?
Well, if you're pregnant, you know, that's something that plays out into this. And I do think there are competing claims around it. With this abortion pill, as long as things go well, there's no problem, but you're not really under a doctor's guidance if things are not going well. There's some problematic parts of this. The FDA even said that, but they overruled and said that it's still worth it. The Supreme Court had some misgivings with this, but they still said you should be able to do it. So there are misgivings with it. Okay. The other thing that we are going to see tonight is there's going to be a lot of stuff over the muted mics. CNN yesterday did, I'd say it was 45 minutes or so, Dan, on their mics and how it will work and all the signals that you'll get and how they'll shut you up. In the end, admit it, this is an advantage for Trump in a bizarro world. I don't think he's going to do the same thing he did in the first debate with Biden in 2020 with Chris Wallace. I don't think he's going to try to parry everything. He's got it. Tell us what you're going to do for the American people. Don't worry about just grievance back and forth with Biden. And if the mic is shut off, if you feel that there's unfairness or something you want to clarify, go after the moderators. I think that's safe ground. I don't think that's difficult. But Mika Brzezinski chipped in this morning. What does Mika think of the two CNN moderators? Cut 10.
Hostile interviewers. I don't think that Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are planning to be hostile. I think they want a fair debate.
Well, they'll be tough to both sides.
I think they will be tough to both sides. And I think the hostility, from what we're seeing already from the Trump campaign, is coming from Trump toward them to try and create hostility. And I'm sure that they will be elegant and fair and try their best to ask Donald Trump, and this is his worst nightmare, basic questions.
All right.
Okay. Let's put Mika in the ring with Donald Trump. Let's see what happens there. There might be plastic surgery talk, I think. But anyhow, tough with Biden. Now, if they're tough with Biden, he's the one that will be unable to deal with it. He has a great deal of difficulty with it. He starts with the man stuff. He starts looking like, hey, let me out of here. You know, I don't do these things. Trump is the one that's taken on all comers. So what they're hoping, what that's code for, Mika there, they're hoping they dwell on the election of 2020 and January 6th. That's what they want them to dwell on. Now, Trump has an easy pivot. Just be consistent with it tonight. He's here to talk about what he did. Here's the linchpin. What he did as president, what the results were then, and how that would carry over into a second Trump turn for the American people. And be prepared with specifics. That's the theme. That's it. Stick to that. Don't get off that rail. And you'll be fine. But if they want to delve into just this idea of going down the path of ridiculous stuff here around January 6th, And the rest of it, well then, Trump has an easy way to go. All right, don't forget, we will be talking with the police commissioner at 1 o'clock. Want to remind you, we're big fans of what they're trying to do to recruit police officers. JoinPhillyPD.com, JoinPhillyPD.com. That's the place to go. And I will bring that up with them about how that's going, some of the difficulties. If you remember, Dan, down at Mulligan's, Pat Malloy said some people coming to Abington because of their experience as Abington cops would be started at $104,000 a year.
Wow.
We couldn't. I wrote it down. So, and he said, we're not recruiting like we used to because of all the attacks on police. So Philadelphia doesn't pay that much. They ought to be paying a lot more. They're doing better as far as recruiting. But, you know, they probably have over 1,200, I'm told, or more they need that they should have versus what they have now. All right, so we'll get to all that.
How do we make police a desirable position again, too? I'd love for his opinion on. Like kids today, you don't have kids 11, 12 years old saying, what do you want to be when you grow up, a police officer?
That's a good question. I'm writing down desirable to ask him. I'm going to start with Kensington. Because of this cop being shot and what they're doing in Kensington, I hear pretty good things, but are they arresting drug dealers? You know, I'll ask the particulars. You'll get exactly what's going on. The heartening note we heard from Malloy and we heard from the Bensalem chief of police is that the mayor and police commissioner met with their counterparts in the suburbs, and they're working much better together than previously, you know, the previous administration, by all accounts. That's really good news. You'll get that at 1 o'clock today. Big interview with them, and I want to give him a chance to just, you know, speak his mind, tell us exactly what's going on. Because people realize two things. They care about their old neighborhood in Philadelphia. If they moved, if they are in Philadelphia, they care about it. And they care about the impact of crime in the city and how it bleeds out into the suburbs. I still see people out there, what they want to see tonight, if they're pro-Trump, is for Trump to decimate Biden, okay? And that's difficult to do without coming across in a manner that's going to not enhance Trump. What he does need to do tonight is a rope-a-dope. Simply to her, look, I did it in the first term. America was better off. And you give me another term. I've learned some things from this. I've learned how to drill down on various things. And I know I'll hit the ground running and we'll have peace and prosperity again. In other words, what the average American wants in their lives, not just a back and forth with Biden. I know that could be fun. That's entertaining. He certainly deserves it. But you just run the risk here of getting off the point. Their one hope is that they can get Trump in the minds of some suburban moms out there, swing voters of some sort, to say, oh, look at this guy, can't trust him, etc. All the polling is lining up to say in a crisis, remember when Trump, the argument was in 2016 against him? The idea that you don't want this guy in a crisis, he'll blow up the world. Now all the polling indicates that in a crisis, overwhelmingly, people prefer Trump over Biden. I mean, stick to the things, the tip issue. I don't particularly like the idea. I don't know if he's going to say it tonight about green cards to anybody here who graduates at American college. The tip. Sit with the no tip federal policy, no taxation. That's the area to stick with. Stuff like that. And to talk about what it was like in America prior to Biden's inflation. Stick to those things. Now, they're going to try to hammer you with January 6th, 2020 election, and the felonies. Okay? And I think you'd be well prepared But after whatever he says, whatever Trump says about that, the out cue easily could be, all right, I've answered that. I'm here, and I want to talk more about these contrasting administrations. My vision for Trump Part 2, how it's different than what Joe Biden's been able to produce, and to go with that. Now, this may not be as exciting and all. It's not a rally, though. This is about one thing. This is about showing people there would be something different, somewhat better, if Trump is back in again. If Biden can't get through this too easily, that would be a bonus. But God knows, I mean, I've already given you a whole list of things. Adderall. Now you have people out there today, Dan, they're revising these people saying, well, Trump used to snort Adderall when he was doing The Apprentice. I knew I was onto something with the Adderall, though. I mean, that's the thing that focuses you. I'm not sure. It can focus you and energize you, I guess, to some degree.
You can snort Adderall, apparently. Well,
okay. But it's the peptides. I'd love to be there as they're having the drip, drip, drip of the peptides.
You
want to
do like a Dom Giordano field trip and get some, peptides?
Into the mind of Biden.
Throw them in my face.
You know, and I want to win too, but I don't know. If I were coming into this debate, would I be doing anything? Maybe more workouts or something. You know, that's the only thing. I'm not injecting anything here. I'm not trusting any of that, you know.
I mean, I swear, the way the guy's eyes squint whenever he's in this mood, I think it's smelling salts. He's just inhaling a bunch of ammonia.
Well, that would energize you a bit, but I don't think
it's temporary, though, right?
It's very temporary. You have to, excuse me, now answer to that question, you know.
Are you Hunter?
Yeah. I don't think it would focus you. They're trying for focus, not just energy here.
Yeah.
But are we going to see in minute 80 he's having trouble standing up? You know, I've done debates next to people. We did a station debate, and I've seen people have to lean on the podium, and all. I wasn't sure what was going on. Now, we were able to drink wine as we're doing the debate.
Yeah, that's a great debate.
It was over at the Xfinity Live.
What did I tell you guys at the beginning? No booing or hissing.
And it was all the hosts at that present time standing up there debating on the issues, and there was wine there. Somebody's eating a sandwich. You know,
did you win? A little bit.
It's a matter of conjecture.
Well, no, don't play. You want, say you won or not. No political answer.
Yeah,
here.
I, of course, always think that. I was mainly arguing with the moderator, Larry Kane, on something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a commonality for you at a debate, arguing with the moderator and your opponent.
Exactly. So how do we get out of this is what the duty of CNN is. If they want to do any kind of public service tonight, they have to have these two address what would they do going forward in order not just to lower the rate of inflation, but actually to start to cut into what has been baked in. That's what the goal should be. I'd spend the whole first half hour on that. But instead, we're going to relitigate. You know they're going to go there. Abortion, January 6th, the election of 2020. I'm not sure. The January 6th, I think Trump's going to be ready for. What is he going to say about litigating the election of 2020? Well, the pivot point, I know what that is. We've already gone through that. I put that behind me. By the way, Democrats are running ads, Dan. I want to drill down just for a second on this. President Trump has now said, vote early, vote by mail, vote in person, make a plan. But Democrats are running ads, big money, right here in Pennsylvania, showing Trump repeatedly attacking mail-in balloting. And they're running them in places that were heavily Trump bastions at various times. So what the Trump people have to do, really, and I know some of you don't like it. I don't care. He's got to be more vocal. We had Sean Parnell on. That's good. They have to spend more. They have to be more vocal. He's got to be more adamant, saying, look, I know things happen. We need you to vote early. We need you to vote by mail and then get your friends to vote. Then you can concentrate on them. They're spending millions of dollars just replaying this, even though that's no longer the Trump position, hoping that people They're putting in places where Trump supporters would see it, hoping that they'll take the bait and say, no, I'm not going to vote by mail. Trump said, don't do that. Big issues, big guests coming up in about 10 minutes. I've never met the commissioner before, at least that I remember, but sterling resume, great response from police. And I think what you see so far in Philadelphia is really a change. And we'll take a couple calls with him. So Police Commissioner Bethel will be here in about 10 minutes. There's rumors out there that Trump will try to throw off the Biden campaign today by announcing the VP choice. I'm not in a camp that thinks that's going to happen. That would be kind of a waste at this point to engage in that. But I, in one hand, kind of wish that Trump had saved up the federal taxation being removed from tips until tonight. That would have been a great moment, because Biden's being coached to do two things. One, just to try to get under Trump's skin. And when Trump wants to be, he's incredibly disciplined. And I think he will be tonight. The other thing, they want Biden to show his populism chops. What chops does he have? The only populism he sees is just the union winners and losers. Outside of that, there's no populism here. There's quite an entourage of police officers coming by here. And I just had to, that's who I was waving to. So we're excited to bring you the biggest people making the most impact. That's what this radio station does. I told you, it's a great point of personal pride that last week I was over at Mulligan's with Scott Presler, and Rich was over, I don't know, it's 5 or 6 miles away, right over the little bridge there in Cape May, Jimmy Fallon and people like that. And Scott stopped over there. This is what our grand plan is. And we had Jack Carr, another great politics and pints this week with Rich. And it rolls on. But the police commissioner has a tremendous background. And we're seeing in a place, you know, I'm so heartened, and I've said this, that our listeners are concerned about Kensington. They may not have lived in Kensington. They may have moved to the suburbs or nowhere near Kensington, but they care about Philadelphia. And they, this, what has been allowed to go on here by mayor after mayor is stopping, but it takes an awful lot to turn the tide against that, because of how staggering it is. So I have a lot of questions, too, about retail theft. I know the commissioner has put out some reports. I'm sure he'll tell you some of the things they're trying to do around that, just the blatancy of it, the overwhelming nature of it. And I'm most happy to talk with him about how he and the mayor have met with these people I revere in the suburbs, some of these commissioners that we've gotten to know out there. Of course, Malloy, Ben Salem, a couple of other people, Marple. We've had on these people repeatedly. And this notion that crime is bleeding into the suburbs, everybody's concerned about that. So we'll get into all that. All right, let me take one more here. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington on the side question. Hey, Jerry, good afternoon. What do you have today?
All right. Well, can I make a quick comment on the tonight with Trump?
Yep.
You know, Biden's going to go on and go after him as being a convict or convicted. And Trump can just go back and say, listen, it's on appeal. I think it'll be overturned. It's on appeal. It wasn't fair. And then he says, and then he can say to Biden, he says, look, but you were found guilty by the FBI of documents, but they said, you know, you were an imbecile. So you're convicted of being an imbecile, and you can't appeal it.
Well, look, that's a good rally line, Jerry. But that's not where I think Trump needs to go tonight on that. You're okay. I mean, I think it's funny. I like what you said. Imbecile, you know.
Well, he is an imbecile.
Yeah, well, right.
He was
convicted. But you know, remember, the soccer mimes are going to be choking their wine if you say that we need to hear. So leave the imbecile for the rallies, Jerry. Keep it out. We need them to vote the right. It's funny. I agree with you. Who's your person,
yeah,
Jerry?
I like it.
I hear you.
I'm going out of the box, and you got to be a certain age to know this, but Elvis visited Nixon, and he made him a Narcotics Bureau agent. He gave him a badge, and it's known back then.
Yeah, and just, I wish we had, I don't know if the tapes were ever played since the Oval Office was taped, of Elvis conversing with Nixon. Oh, my God.
I read it. Yeah. I just looked it up. But there,
no, I know it happened. No, I mean, I want the full conversation. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, it happened. Sure. Elvis walked around. He had that giant belt on, and he was a narcotics agent. Then he went out there and used every narcotic imaginable, apparently. All right. Police Commissioner Bethel is next in studio with us. If you have a question, you'd like to know something, suburb, city, it does not matter. You jump in now at 855-839-1210. We'll talk with him for about a half hour. We're very glad somebody this busy coming in studio with us. We'll get a sense of what they're doing in Philadelphia. It's kind of just starting in Kensington. And we'll find out the latest, sadly, in the shooting of that police officer over near Kensington. Straight ahead, big issues, big guest, Dom Giordano Show, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The drip, drip, drip of the peptides.
You
want to
do like a Dom Giordano field trip and get some,
yes.
Peptides?
Into the mind to bite.
Throw them in my face.
You know, and I want to win too, happens. But I don't know. If I were coming into this debate, would I be doing anything? Maybe more workouts or something. You know, that's the only thing. I'm not injecting anything here. I'm not trusting any of that, you know.
I mean, I swear, the way the guy's eyes squint whenever he's in this mood, I think it's smelling salts. He's just inhaling a bunch of ammonia.
Well, that would energize you a bit, but I don't think
it's temporary, though, right?
It's very temporary. You have to, excuse me. Now, answer to that question, you know.
Are you Hunter?
Yeah. I don't think it would focus you. They're trying for focus, not just energy here.
Yeah.
But are we going to see in minute 80 he's having trouble standing up? You know, I've done debates next to people. We did a station debate, and I've seen people have to lean on the podium, and I wasn't sure what was going on. Now, we were able to drink wine as we're doing the debate.
Yeah, that's a great debate.
It was over at the Xfinity Live.
What did I tell you guys at the beginning? No booing or hissing.
And it was all the hosts at that present time standing up there debating on the issues, and there was wine there. Somebody's eating a sandwich. You know,
did you win?
It's a matter of conjecture.
Well, no, don't play. You want, say you won or not. No political answer.
Yeah,
here.
I, of course, always think that. Yeah. I was mainly arguing with the moderator, Larry Kane, on something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a commonality for you at a debate,
yes,
is arguing with the moderator and your opponent.
Exactly. The how do we get out of this is what the duty of CNN is. If they want to do any kind of public service tonight, they have to have these two address what would they do going forward in order not just to lower the rate of inflation, but actually to start to cut into what has been baked in. That's what the goal should be. I'd spend the whole first half hour on that. But instead, we're going to relitigate. You know they're going to go there. Abortion, January 6th, the election of 2020. I'm not sure. The January 6th, I think Trump's going to be ready for. What is he going to say about litigating the election of 2020? Well, the pivot point, I know what that is. We've already gone through that. I put that behind me. By the way, Democrats are running ads, Dan. I want to drill down just for a second on this. President Trump has now said, vote early, vote by mail, vote in person, make a plan. But Democrats are running ads, big money, right here in Pennsylvania, showing Trump repeatedly attacking mail-in balloting. And they're running them in places that were heavily Trump bastions at various times. So what the Trump people have to do, really, and I know some of you don't like it, I don't care. He's got to be more vocal. We had Sean Parnell on, that's good. They have to spend more. They have to be more vocal. He's got to be more adamant, saying, look, I know things happen. We need you to vote early. We need you to vote by mail and then get your friends to vote. Then you can concentrate on them. They're spending millions of dollars just replaying this, even though that's no longer the Trump position, hoping that people, they're putting in places where Trump supporters would see it, hoping that they'll take the bait and say, no, I'm not going to vote by mail. Trump said, don't do that. Big issues, big guests coming up in about 10 minutes. I've never met the commissioner before, at least that I remember, but sterling resume, great response from police. And I think what you see so far in Philadelphia is really a change. And we'll take a couple calls with him. So Police Commissioner Bethel will be here in about 10 minutes. There's rumors out there that Trump will try to throw off the Biden campaign today by announcing the VP choice. I'm not in a camp that thinks that's going to happen. That would be kind of a waste at this point to engage in that. But I, in one hand, kind of wish that Trump had saved up the federal taxation being removed from tips until tonight. That would have been a great moment because Biden's being coached to do two things. One, just to try to get under Trump's skin. And when Trump wants to be, he's incredibly disciplined. And I think he will be tonight. The other thing, they want Biden to show his populism chops. What chops does he have? The only populism he sees is just the union winners and losers. Outside of that, there's no populism here. There's quite an entourage of police officers coming by here. And I just had to, that's who I was waving to. So we're excited to bring you the biggest people making the most impact. That's what this radio station does. I told you, it's a great point of personal pride that last week I was over at Mulligan's with Scott Presler and Rich was over. I don't know, it's 5 or 6 miles away, right over the little bridge there in Cape May, Jimmy Fallon and people like that, and Scott stopped over there. This is what our grand plan is. And we had Jack Carr, another great politics in pints this week with Rich. And it rolls on. But the police commissioner has a tremendous background. And we're seeing in a place, you know, I'm so heartened, and I've said this, that our listeners are concerned about Kensington. They may not have lived in Kensington. They may have moved to the suburbs or nowhere near Kensington. But they care about Philadelphia. And they this what has been allowed to go on here by mayor after mayor is stopping. But it takes an awful lot to turn the tide against that because of how staggering it is. So I have a lot of questions, too, about retail theft. I know the commissioner has put out some reports. I'm sure he'll tell you some of the things they're trying to do around that, just the blatancy of it, the overwhelming nature of it. And I'm most happy to talk with him about how he and the mayor have met with these people I revere in the suburbs, some of these commissioners that we've gotten to know out there. Of course, Malloy, Ben Salem, a couple of other people, Marple. We've had on these people repeatedly. And this notion that crime is bleeding into the suburbs, everybody's concerned about that. So we'll get into all that. All right, let me take one more here. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington on the side question. Hey, Jerry, good afternoon. What do you have today?
All right. Well, can I make a quick comment on the tonight with Trump?
Yep.
You know, Biden's going to go after him as being a convict or convicted. And Trump can just go back and say, listen, it's on appeal. I think it'll be overturned. It's on appeal. It wasn't fair. And then he says, and then he can say to Biden, he says, look, but you were found guilty by the FBI of documents. But they said, you know, you were an imbecile. So you're convicted of being an imbecile and you can't appeal it.
Well, look. That's a good rally line, Jerry, but that's not where I think Trump needs to go tonight on that. You're okay. I mean, I think it's funny. I like what you said. Imbecile, you know.
Well, he is an imbecile.
Yeah, well, right.
He was convicted.
But you know, remember, the soccer mimes are going to be choking their wine if you say that we need to hear. So leave the imbecile for the rallies, Jerry. Keep it out. We need them. Right, we need them to vote the right. It's funny. I agree with you. Well, who's your person,
yeah,
Jerry?
Yeah, I like it.
I hear you.
I'm going out of the box, and you got to be a certain age to know this, but Elvis visited Nixon, and he made him a Narcotics Bureau agent. He gave him a badge, and it's known back then.
Yeah, and just, I wish we had, I don't know if the tapes were ever played since the Oval Office was taped, of Elvis conversing with Nixon. Oh, my God.
No, I read it. Yeah. I just looked it up. But there,
no, I know it happened. No, I mean, I want the full conversation. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, it happened. Sure. Elvis walked around. He had that giant belt on, and he was a narcotics agent. Then he went out there and used every narcotic imaginable, apparently. All right. Police Commissioner Bethel is next in studio with us. If you have a question, you'd like to know something, suburb, city, it does not matter. You jump in now at 855-839-1210. We'll talk with him for about a half hour. We're very glad somebody this busy coming in studio with us. We'll get a sense of what they're doing in Philadelphia. It's kind of just starting in Kensington. And we'll find out the latest, sadly, in the shooting of that police officer over near Kensington. Straight ahead, big issues, big guest, Dom Giordano Show, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.